there's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Now coming one off. Can he keep going? Classic Mission looking to make it two from two in Australia. Dashes past the 400 metres. 28.6 again. The third quarter leads 4 metres. Brook in the paddock is beaten. In second on the lead is back to Olagiri. Franco Novelis has had a great run. Three back the pegs. Now gets to the outside. Spyglass is on Ferris Road. And Cochinelli and Cheers to Lou and Tiger Badwagon sneak up on the inside. Pegs dominated in the first. Classic Mission is joined by Dorlagiri and Franco Novelis. On the inside, Classic Mission. He lifts under pressure. Dorlagiri with every possible chances, diving right on the line. Classic Mission, Dorlagiri. Classic Mission, too good. Classic Mission has won it two from two in Australia. A half head Dorlagiri. 3 metres Franco Novelis third, 9 metres Cochinelli fourth.
Classic Mission takes out race number one. The TAB, we're on pace for non-metropolitan win paces, leading all the way. As the race caller mentioned, it was two starts now in Australia for two wins for Andy and Kate Gath. This horse was out in front and got pulling a little bit. The times they ran were pretty solid. Mile rate of 154.5. They ran a 45.5 lead time, which is fair. First quarter 29.5, but then they kept rolling 28.6, 28.6, and home in 27.3. After that early sort of speed, you know, second quarter, it was probably a sitting duck with Dorlagiri sitting on its back and Franco Novelis three pegs, and they just struggled to run it down. It done a great job to hold on by half a head from Dorlagiri, who made a real late dive, but just couldn't quite get there. Franco Novelis popped off from three back the fence just before they straightened, was beaten 2.8 metres, and they were clearly out in front from the rest of the field. Cochinelli, who was four pegs, got beaten 10.4 metres. It was a pegs dominated race, and it was actually a pegs dominated start to the night with the first few races going that way. But Classic Mission looks like it's going to go through its grades quite nicely, Bronte.
Yeah, I definitely think it's going to go through its grades, and it's hard to tell on that performance, I guess, where its mark is and how far it is going to go. Sectionally, the horse that really stood out to me in this race was Spyglass. It had to cover an extra 31 metres racing wide, and especially in that last 400 metres, it was nearly near the outside fence. And its own last quarter, Spyglass was 27.55, but if you were to convert his last quarter to an equivalent as if he was racing on the fence, his last quarter would have been around the 26.8 mark. So that was a huge performance from Spyglass. So even though he didn't finish in the top five, that's one to watch from the race. And obviously it was a sign of the night with the fence, like you mentioned. It'll be interesting to see how Classic Mission goes now that it's going up in class and it's going to have maybe potentially a second line draw and it might not find the front. I'm interested to see where this horse's limit is and how far it progresses.
Yeah, it's still only a national rating of 67, so it's not really that high in the ratings yet, but I'm sure it'll get up there fairly quick. It had had 24 starts in New Zealand before coming across to Australia. Had only won three of those, so now he's come over here, he's two for two, and it looks like he'll certainly get a few more of those on the board. As you said, Spyglass found it very hard. I mean, anything back in the field was really sort of struggling to get into it with the times that they were running, and 28.6 down the back and then a 27.3 certainly makes it hard to make up ground. You can see that those pack of the horses were beaten from fifth back to last, 20 metres back to 30 metres, so there wasn't a lot between all of those horses. But as you said, probably none of them went bad. I mean, Brookie in the paddocks run last, but did make a move around to sit in the death seat and just found that a little bit too tough. Another in the end made two moves in the race. It went to the death, got the 1-1, and then slipped around to the death again when Brookie in the paddock come, and then sort of got a little bit tangled up on the corner. Strong response, didn't find the gate speed it did last start, which I was hoping they might have a real dip for the front because it showed terrific gate speed two runs back, and thought it was a big chance. But when it worked forward, it sort of, you know, took out its chances by not being able to find the pegs. But look, all hats off to Classic Mission. It's going through its grades. And even Dorlagiri, although having a perfect run, it still went very, very well. Race number two. another Pegs dominated race, was taken out by Hesvexus Phoenix. This is the Lifestyle Communities Trot.
Tweedledee galloping in the 1-1 was Escape the Pace. Cleaned Up was down under Barker's, also broke. Then came Aldebaran Demi, followed through by Royal Charlotte. Mary Franklin outside Meadow Valley Star. And Aldebaran Dino, well, he might be a chance of beating 2 to the post now, as Escape the Pace and also down under Barker's go back with him. 29.1 third quarter, top of the straight. Hephaestus Phoenix 4 metres. Tweedledee to the sprint lane, followed by El Rosamo and Aldebaran Demi. Hephaestus Phoenix by 2 or 3 metres. Tweedledee trying to come at him, but he's in front of Hephaestus Phoenix. He's had it too easy, and Hephaestus Phoenix makes up for last week. 1.5 metres, Tweedledee second, 8 metres away in third. On the inside, Aldebaran Demi, a half head in front of El Rosamo.
Hephaestus Phoenix taking out race number 2, the Lifestyle Communities Trot, for 65 to 79 rated trotters. Again, it was a Pegs rated race, with Hephaestus Phoenix finding the front very comfortably off Tweedledee. Did not have to work at all. Aldebaran Demi dropped for the Pegs. El Rosamo was 3 the Pegs, but popped off into the death seat. And Royal Charlotte, who also went down to the fence early as well, has run into fifth place. The times they went in this, they went 2:01.8, a lead time of 48 seconds, which is probably about as slow as you see them go. The first quarter was 33.4, the second 31.1, the third quarter 29.2, home in 27.8. He just did it too easy out in front. They had no chance of catching him. I thought Tweedledee put up a gallant performance to get within 1.7 metres. Aldebaran Demi snuck up the fence to finish 9.6 metres away third. And El Rosamo actually did a really good job to stick on and run fourth in, as I said, a race that, well, I suppose an early meeting that was just favouring the Pegs so much. He sat in the death seat, but that first and second quarter being so slow certainly played into his hands to help him finish top four, although beaten 10 metres. But his feet as Phoenix, he looked a bit lost when he got way out in front last week, but there was no getting lost Saturday night, and he won that pretty comfortably, Bronte.
Yeah, he did win it comfortably. I think I heard Chris Sfinocchio say in the post-race interview that they just got to get him used to racing and not to get too keen at certain points of the race, because I think he can be his own worst enemy. But he went super. It was his win, I believe it was two starts back, that I think showed the motor that this horse does have, and he proved it again. I would say that it's the other horses probably didn't have, like, he set the race up where it was going to be almost impossible to beat him. And I think that the horse that really stood out to me is El Rosamo in this race. Like you said, it had to do all the work, and sectionally, it was just a really impressive run. It had to cover an extra 13 metres and it only got beaten 10 metres. So definitely one to watch, El Rosamo, if it comes up at a nice price in the next few starts. But Hephaestus Phoenix, I'm interested to see how far this horse goes once, you know, he might just be a little bit green at the moment. I'm not quite sure. We'll have to talk to Chris Sfinocchio, and I'll catch up with him and find out more information this week. But it'll be interesting. I like this horse. He looks really strong. He looks really powerful. And I think it was Chris that mentioned it might be nice now he's going up in class to drive him with one run and see how he settles at the back of the field. And it'll be interesting now to see how they drive him after those comments after the race. I'm interested in its next few starts.
Yeah, he certainly said that the horse works as good as anything from behind. So he is only a young horse. He's a four-year-old. He's had 16 starts for just 4 wins and six seconds and 1/3. And he looks like he's going to go through his grades nicely as well. He is now rated a 72. So as they said, driving him from behind mightn't be a bad option. Tweedledee was a really good run. It is just knocking on the door for a win, this horse. And maybe you know, next start, if it can get a little bit easier run than having to sit on a good horse like Hephaestus Phoenix, it should be going close to winning. But one to watch, and this horse is so frustrating, and he's got all the ability in the world, is Aldebaran Dino. It was probably going to open up favourite, which I thought might give us a little bit of value about Hephaestus Phoenix, because you just can't trust him at the moment with his manners. And he did that again on Saturday night. He was pacing. He didn't want to sort of roll up into a trot. Got left behind an absolute mile, but then we slipped down to the bottom of the sectionals board, and I'm going to read you out his sectional. So Aldebaran Dino He's got beaten 106 metres, but his times, he ran his first half in 59, his middle half in 59, his last half in 59 seconds. So he's run his first quarter 29.7, 29.4, 29.8, 29.7. He's run his last mile in 158.8, and if we scroll back up to the winner, they've run their last mile in 2:01.4. So there's no doubt Aldebaran Dino is racing, you know, in terrific style sectional wise, but boy, he must be heartbreaking for the owners and the trainers the way he keeps doing things wrong at the start.
Yes, he reminds me a lot of a horse that we're going to be talking about later on in Just Believe's racer, Sebastian's Boy. They both seem to be the two horses that are very unpredictable in Victoria at the moment, but just have this exciting ability. Aldebaran Dino I had on top when it came to Sulky App sectionals going into the race as the best horse in the race, but you could just see as soon as the mobile moved away, he just did not want to score up with them. And hopefully the connections, they can figure him out, because, you know, it, like you said, it must be heartbreaking to have such a good talent there in your team and not being able to utilize the brilliance of the horse. So hopefully they get to figure it out and then we can enjoy watching him race competitively soon.
I suppose the only thing is, if you are a big fan of Aldebaran Dino, you're starting to get some odds that it's worth backing him too. I mean, $7.50 about Aldebaran Dino when he was the highest ranked horse in that race is pretty good value, although you are betting on whether or not he scores up. But in saying that, if I was backing Aldebaran Dino, I would have my bets laid out, set up, ready to go, and I would not hit the enter button until they were scoring up and you could see that he was trotting. So it's a tough one, but you may get plenty of value going forward, because sooner or later the punters just will not want to touch him, and I can guarantee that'll be the day he'll come out and he will absolutely blow them away.
He reminds me of Chautauqua. He just gives that vibe of he's the standard bred version of Chautauqua.
He just stands there and looks at the field, just go away. I don't think I've ever seen a horse like Chautauqua. That video that I keep seeing of him when the jockey's looking back to see where he is, and the look on Chautauqua's face is like, yeah, you guys, off you go. I'll just stand here and enjoy the show.
And he just did it until he retired. I mean, it was pretty smart in the end.
It was. I think maybe I need to start doing that. They might retire me. That'd be okay.